This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Witnesses say 37 people were killed in north central Nigeria when assailants attacked a remote community in Kaduna State. The incident in the Karura local government area is the latest in a cycle of violence in the southern parts of Kaduna. Residents blame it on a prolonged religious crisis between Fulani residents, who mostly reside in the northern part of the state, and the Christians, who are concentrated in the south. Roughly 100 American citizens and permanent residents still in Afghanistan are currently awaiting evacuation. However, the State Department said Monday that the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. A senior official speaking at a background briefing said the Taliban controlling who is permitted to leave, as well as a lack of regular commercial air service, has made the evacuations challenging. The State Department said its officials are in regular communication with private groups chartering their own evacuation flights from the country, and also in communication with the Taliban, consistently working to negotiate the safe departure of Americans. The Taliban have banned barbershops in a southern Afghanistan province from shaving or trimming beards, the Taliban claiming their edict is in line with Sharia or Islamic law. The order in Helmand province was issued by the provincial Taliban government's Vice and Virtue Department to barbers in Lashkargah, the provincial capital. During their previous rule of Afghanistan, the Taliban adhered to a harsh interpretation of Islam. Since overrunning Kabul on August 15th and again taking control of the country, the world has been watching to see whether they will recreate their strict governance of the late 1990s. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s Biden administration is proposing a new rule that would shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation. The new rule would specifically apply to immigrants who came to the United States as young children. It is the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the legality of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The proposal seeks to satisfy concerns of a federal judge who ruled in July that the policy was illegal. Prospects for legislation have dimmed in Congress, and it's likely the new rule will also face legal challenges. And because DACA isn't the product of legislation, it falls into a category of policies that can more easily be changed from one administration to the next. Lines of cars formed at British gas stations for a fourth day. The government now considering bringing in the army to help ease supply disruption triggered by a shortage of truck drivers. The chairman of the Petrol Retailers Association said training has been taking place for military personnel to drive tankers. The government says it has no plans at the moment to deploy troops. The haulage industry says the UK is short as many as 100,000 truckers due to the coronavirus pandemic and an exodus of foreign workers following Brexit. The end result is empty supermarket shelves, shuttered gas pumps, panic buying, and short tempers as some drivers wait for hours to get gas. Monday is the COVID vaccination deadline for all hospital and nursing home healthcare workers in the U.S. state of New York. Healthcare staff at other facilities, including home care and hospice facilities, are required to be inoculated by October 7th. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has said she will call up medically trained National Guard members to deal with any staffing shortages that may arise if healthcare workers refuse to adhere to mandatory vaccination deadlines. The governor's office said workers who refuse vaccination without a valid doctor approval request for a medical exemption will be terminated and not be eligible to receive unemployment benefits. R. Kelly has been convicted in a sex trafficking trial after several accusers testified in lurid detail how he subjected them to perverse and sadistic whims when they were underage. A state of New York jury of seven men and five women found the musician guilty Monday on a racketeering charge. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelton.